We are at the 8 o'clock hour, and that means that we have our beautiful guests to talk to. Tonight's guest, Miss Allison Crockett. Let me tell you a bit about Allison. She has paid her musical dues in full. She is perhaps the quintessential new jazz progressive soul singer of her generation, and yet you may not have heard of her, but you've no doubt heard her voice on recordings by King Brett, Blue Six, Us Three, Landslide, John Wicks, Mathematics, and a whole host of others. Allison's voice has provided the velvety, sensual sound of tomorrow's yesterdays, a captivating tone which evokes both the music of the past and that yet to come, a voice dripping with soul and generous helpings of jazz, gospel, and blues. Allison has taken the baton from divas of the present and past, such as Liz Wright, Rochelle Farrell, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Donna Summer, Diana Ross, Sarah Vaughan, and forged a uniquely personal and singular musical vision. Now, does that sound like somebody we want to talk to? Oh, yeah. Good evening, Miss Allison Crockett.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I love, they say, the little lady with the big voice.
I've been called that since I probably was 10.
Really?
Yes, it's been a long time and I've never outgrown it.
Wow. And I understand that your first love is the piano?
Yes, actually it is. I started off as a pianist. I wish I was a better one now. But I started off just loving the way the piano looked, felt, sounded like, everything about it. And when we passed by piano stores, I always had to go in and touch it, and caress it, and play it. And it was great. And I love piano. It's a beautiful sound.
Well, I love the piano too. But I have to say my favorite instrument to listen to is definitely the saxophone.
Well, that's a lovely instrument also. It's very close to the human voice.
Yes, it is. And, okay, so you've sang with lots of people. How long have you been actually a singular artist?
Ah, goodness. I mean, you could say I've been a singular artist since I started when I was 17 years old, but I started with my first solo recording with On Becoming a Woman, and that came out in around 2004 after I had sung with, after I'd been sung with King Britt, and I had done my stint with Us Three over and toured the planet with them. And I put out an EP, and I called that Azure, and that kind of mutated into a record. and so that's when I started kind of doing my own thing. I never had a whole lot of confidence in just me.
Really?
Before. So I had to be told, yeah, write your own music. Well, why would I do that? You've been writing for a long time, Allison. Why don't you just write your own stuff? Well, nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. And so... But they said, oh, no, yes, they do. So I just wrote.
Wow.
And that's the kind of stuff that came out.
Amazing. Now, I understand that you've had quite a career over across the big pond, or the little pond, whichever way you prefer to refer to it.
I've had careers across both ponds.
Both ponds.
both big ponds. I felt like London was my second home for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I toured a lot of Europe, a lot of Eastern Europe. I toured Japan, both when I was with Us Three and on my own. And so they knew me over there, and America didn't know me as well.
Right.
But they knew about me. They heard me in Kentucky Fried Chicken, Sephora. That's where a lot of people hear a lot of soul artists.
Right.
In the airport. and on the plane. I was on Virgin Air for a long time. People heard my music there. Back when, you know, Virgin Air was, it was a new thing to have DJs put together mixes for their flights.
Right.
And, but yeah, I toured a lot in Britain and Finland and Sweden, Amsterdam and Croatia and all sorts of different places.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
It sounds exciting, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's quite a bit of fun, though.
So, you, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Thinking about being on tour, that sounds, to me, it sounds exciting, but of course, that's because I've never done it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, about being on tour, it is exciting. It is a lot of fun. And some of the best times of my life have been on the road. But there's the things that people don't see. There's the getting up at 5 a.m. to catch a plane at 6. There's the 36 hours of travel before you do a gig and you stay there for 18 hours and then you get on the road again. Mm-hmm. There's the all sorts of things that are not so quite so glamorous.
Yeah.
But all of it is, you get a chance to meet so many different new people, and you get a chance to see a lot of things that, frankly, music has brought me the ability to see all sorts of different places. I would have never gone to Rome mm-hmm. without being a musician, or I wouldn't have gone without having to pay an arm and a leg.
Right, right. That's
and
true.
I got a chance, especially as a Black American, to not focus on being Black, on focus on the American part.
Right.
And that was a very, very illuminating for me personally. And just because people overseas saw me as an American and not as a Black woman
mm-hmm.
or an African American, they saw me as an American.
As an
and so
American.
I got a chance to see myself.
Which is how it should be.
As an American woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I also opened my eyes up to the rest of the world. America's very centered on its own interests, and we see things in very unique, in our own ways. And mm-hmm. I got a chance to see a little bit more how the rest of the world views us and how we see the world and seeing the world in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's powerful.
Well,
yeah.
I think that all of us, if I can get there, all, I mean, my first daughter was a road baby.
Uh-huh.
But I think that all people in America should get a chance to get out of the country, and not meaning just go to Canada or to the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
but go to South America or go to Japan or go to France or to Senegal or to Saudi Arabia or someplace else,
mm-hmm.
India, someplace else, and stay there for, you know, a week or two.
Right.
Even that little bit of time, it gives you the opportunity just to see yourself outside of in a different place,
mm-hmm.
And it just gives you people in Europe, because their countries are smaller, they have to learn more languages than we do.
Yeah,
they have to be able to move from culture to culture a lot more frequently and feel comfortable with that. And even though in America we move from culture to culture, we just call it Mid-Atlantic states. Or the
right.
Deep South,
mm-hmm.
or the New England,
mm-hmm.
or the Southwest.
Yes,
we're in very different cultures, but they just happen to be. We all happen to speak the same basic language.
Right, right, which makes a difference. Yes, I've often wondered about that. The fact that other countries who don't speak English, that English is always one of the languages that they learn, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Explore and learn other languages. I mean, there's Spanish. A lot of people learn Spanish. But other than that, we don't really embrace mm-hmm. other languages unless we're studying.
Well, we don't really embrace Spanish all that much either. I always feel the lack of that. I love food. And I always like different foods from different places. And when I left the U.S., it was just the greatest thing ever because I had all this different food. It was really delicious, and I've never felt fully civilized until I learned how to use chopsticks. Because I thought that I was just a dumb American unless I could use chopsticks.
Okay.
So I learned how to use chopsticks so I could feel like I had some knowledge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Americans, I don't know if we just don't see the value in it or don't have the opportunity. I don't know which.
I think it's probably a combination in other languages. Yeah, I think it's probably a combination in most instances, you know. But either way, you know, those of us who can, should travel the world.
Yep.
But I will say that with the internet, it does make it more feasible to have friends in all these different parts of the world, which is beautiful.
That is the truth.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you about being an independent artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you always been independent, or were you ever with a record label?
I was with a record label through another group.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't personally signed. I was signed to another group who was signed to a label.
Mm-hmm.
And I was briefly optioned by Sony Music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a good experience, to tell the honest truth.
Really?
I didn't have to conform in terms of my music, but they wanted to make sure that they had an option on me in case certain things happened.
Uh-huh.
And then that group was dropped from the label. And then so that was that. But, you know, what I always had difficulties with labels is that I'm a unique person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all unique.
Yes.
And I don't want to hold myself up as any more unique than anybody else. But I do know that the music that I do is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always fit everybody's labels. And so I remember quite a few times when we were looking for a label home, everybody knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we love Alison Krockett. This is great music. I'd buy this record. Thank you so much. And that would be that. So they either wanted an artist that they could mold,
right,
or they wanted something very specific off of the record that I was dealing with at the time or that I was shopping at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they wanted. They wanted me to either be older or younger or taller or fatter or skinnier or lighter or darker or, you know.
Right.
There was no way to fit, mm-hmm. and I don't always fit, and that's who I am. And I've kind of embraced and that I don't always fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that.
I know,
and
that's
I've learned
right,
to
my
be
sister.
Cool with that.
I know that's right. Be cool.
So what I've always learned, what I've had to learn, is that most people are cool with that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult to get people to take a financial investment into something that is not like everybody else. And so, you know, I just did it myself with the help of my brother and I. We did it. And, you know, I was one of the first independent artists. You see more independent artists doing a lot of touring overseas and touring around the
mm-hmm,
country.
Definitely.
That wasn't happening before.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the first people, along with Fertile Ground,
mm-hmm.
Maybe Eric Roberson, Lettucey, probably, and not even Lettucey that much. And probably, I don't think it's actually Eric Roberson that much. He did more in the United States. Who was touring overseas regularly
mm-hmm.
without label support.
Right.
And did that. And it took its toll. It's not the easiest thing on the planet, but I was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to, you know, make a little bit of a living off of it.
And that's always a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
Well, Miss Allison, if you don't mind, I want to just take a brief pause and let the people hear some of this beautiful music we've been talking about.
Beautiful.
Now, I think I want to play this first song I have, which is entitled Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you like to explain anything about this song, where it came from, how it came about?
Sure. Depression originally came from a close friend of mine that I ended up having to disassociate with. It was pretty painful for me to say, I cannot be around you anymore. And she was a person who suffered from clinical depression, you know, mm-hmm. the kind where you really did need to take medication. Mm-hmm. And I've suffered from depression. And we put it on this record, because it's called Mommy What's a Depression, because we went through a recession / depression.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens when you're in a depression is it's difficult to move. It's physically difficult to get out of bed. It's physically difficult to do anything. And when the economy is in a funk, it doesn't move. And everybody, and you know, when you lose your job, it's hard to physically get out of bed to go search for a job because of all the self-esteem issues that are associated with losing your job or mm-hmm. losing your mind, losing all this kind of stuff. And it's a song that I thought fit. I actually love this song, as as depressing as it is. And we got Ursel Rucker, the great poet, to participate. And I have a short story that's associated with that. The male poet on this is my brother.
Mm.
And what had happened was when we were recording it, he forgot to tell Ursula to write the poetry throughout the entire interlude. And he figured out, oh, she's only got this much. And so he ended up writing something and doing it himself.
Wow. Okay.
And so that's how that happened, which I thought really made a lot of sense in terms of you have the dichotomy of how you feel when you're feeling depressed, and then you have this other person telling you gotta never give up and keep on going, and then the song goes right back down
mm-hmm.
to everybody's gone. Mm-hmm. And oh Lord, it's really hard, and people just don't, especially in the Black community, people don't talk about depression. People don't talk about mental health. People don't talk about it.
You're right.
And we need to talk about it. We need to say that this happens. And I've experienced it. My family has experienced it. One of my closest friends experienced it deeply to hospitalization.
Hmm.
So I think that as much as I love this song, it's not the most fun song to listen to, but I try to make it somewhat interesting to listen to. And
okay.
I like the song anyway.
All right, well, we're going to take a listen, and we'll let you know. How about that?
Okay.
All right, this is Depression, and we'll be right back to chop it up some more with Miss Allison Crockett.
What is life? always say, ain't no testimony without the test. So tears and struggle one must invest from time to time. Harvest those bitter grapes to make that sweet wine. Sometimes misery prefaces victory. Whatever will be, will be.
What don't kill you make you stronger. Sometimes the pain lasts so long it make you wonder, how will this wolf survive, thrive, make sure he can provide to his kids a life that he had. Yet don't dare embrace despair. A healthy dose of fear sometimes helps one shake clear a soul shackled in rust. So in trying times develop the heart, never give up.
Everybody's gone and I used to know.
Used to know.
You send drink it cause I can't get to the stove. Money's tight, I'm feeling like I can't get where I wanna go. So excuse me, my soul is hurting, so I think I'll cross some road. Trying to keep my head up, but it's not working out. What can I do?
I think that song needed to be made. Now,
oh,
of course,
you.
I did not know what was behind it, but when I listened to it, I knew it had to come from some place, you know, some place deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you what you said about particularly in the Black community, but in general, we don't really discuss mental health, and we don't discuss now.
No.
That's not to say that that's the only time you feel like that, because there are elements in that song that people feel at different, on different levels at different times in their lives, whether they have clinical depression or not, which is why it's such an important song, I think.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, because I felt it. I've never taken any medication for depression, but I've been depressed before. I've
mm-hmm.
seen a therapist, or I've been just down and haven't had to see anybody. And when
yes.
you feel down, one of the major symptoms is you just don't feel like leaving your bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to do that. You just don't even want to get a drink.
Right.
You can't even get high because you can't get out of bed. Or
mm-hmm.
why do people even go and self-medicate?
Right.
Because they're trying to deal with stuff.
Yes.
And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to get there. And that was just my way of kind of expressing it. And that's it.
Well, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that aspect some more at a later time, because that's my background is nursing. And I have not so much dealt with mental illness, but yes, I have, if you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, because I've dealt with,
completely.
You know, substance abuse and mental retardation and all of those
mm-hmm.
kind of things. And with those things come some element of mental illness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, be it environment, what you went through, and traumatic experiences, you know, and like you say, people self-medicate for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for something.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for something. And especially, you know, in the music and the arts industries where there's so much pressure
mm-hmm.
to be perfect, at all times. Mm. It's, you know, and frankly, it's everywhere. I can't even say just the, you know, just the music industry or the entertainment industry. There's so much pressure on individuals to look good. You go to church and you got the nice hat on, you got your nice suit on, and you look like everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows that your life, that, you know, you go home and lay under the covers.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's, this whole record essentially for me is talking about the stuff that nobody wants to talk about. nobody wants to talk about, you know, how, nobody wants to talk about politics in a way that actually talks about real people.
Right.
Nobody wants to talk about, you know, how gentrification has changed our neighborhoods for the better and for the worse, and mm-hmm. what that actually did. Nobody wants to talk about how people go to war and what the effects are of that, of being widowed after, you know, a widowed or widower after the war. Nobody talks about single parenthood or just parenthood in general, and you're hustling when you barely have a job or you've got three of them. Nobody's, you know, nobody's talking about, well, who's a human being?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? Because mm-hmm. those people over there, when a whole bunch of them die, we don't bat an eye. But if one American dies, just slightly of a certain complexion,
mm-hmm.
hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. This
and
is so true.
You know, nobody really wants to talk about these types of things. And there are things that, you know, I watch the news a lot, and I listen to the news a lot. And, you know, they talk about all these stories on the news, but they talk about them in a lot of times in ways that really don't affect regular people.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, one of the songs on my record is called Talking Like You Know, and I watch all those news shows, and I see why people get turned off, because they're just talking at people. Mm-hmm. They're just talking at each other, basically to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like they know what it is that they're talking about, and they don't always know what they're talking about. They're given talking points. And then, you know, and they're talking at each other like they know the answer, but they don't know the answer. And so, you know, what are you trying to do? Are you just trying to get ratings? Or when I'm listening to you for some news, I actually want to know what's going on. Why aren't you telling me what's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Giving me some talking points.
Yes. And the news, oh, you said a mouthful with that, because if it's not sensational,
mm-hmm.
they don't give it too much coverage. You know,
no.
The news is very, in my opinion, if you watch network news, it's very superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on which network you're watching, it's very slanted.
Yeah. And what if you only watch one?
Exactly.
What if you want to just get, you know, what if you just want to get the news?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you know which news you're getting? From
exactly.
what angle?
Mm-hmm.
What if that angle is not the angle that you're on? Or what if you want to hear the other side?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
And
how are you supposed to make the decisions, which news is there for you to make decisions on?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to vote? Where are you going to put your charitable, whatever, you know, if you have a couple
yes.
of dollars to give somebody, where are you going to give that money to?
Where do you want to live? What school district do you want your children in?
Yeah, what school, where are you going to live? What school district are you going to go to? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you're never sure where the bias is or where the slant is or people are talking out the sides of their necks,
mm-hmm.
you're not sure. Which one, you know, you're not sure how to make a decision. And so we don't talk about that. Or a lot of things. We don't talk about a lot of things. And I just wanted to bring up on this record, I wanted to bring up those types of things. I've always been a snapshot artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think of myself as a photographer with music. And, you know, I don't want to solve the problem. I'm just showing you what's actually there.
Right.
I may not know what happened before. I may not know what happens afterwards, but I could show you 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what in those 10 seconds or a minute, what that life is like for that moment. And that's what I was, that's what I've always tried to do with relationships. And this time, this is my relationship with being a real adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when you first fall in love and you first become a woman, or I'm becoming a woman, which is my first record, you know, you learn about love and you learn about, you know, you argue and you're everything is great. And then, you know, on my next record with Bear, you know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, show kind of the more the depth of relationships and the things that, and just me and playing piano and singing. And this record, I just wanted to talk about the things, you know, I'm a mother of two.
Mm-hmm.
And I work, and I'm a musician, and I work as a musician, and I work as an educator, and I wanted to kind of talk to my children, which is why we called it Mommy What's a Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter asked me, you know, what's a depression? She heard it, well, I was listening to the news, she heard it, what's a depression? And so, you know, I told her, and I was telling my brother one day, and said, that's what we should call the record. No, we shouldn't call the record that, that's stupid. And it's, but it's, you know, what kind of record name is Mommy What's a Depression?
Hey.
And he said, no, that's it. Said, no, it's not. Well, think of something different, and I couldn't. Because it really can't actually what it is.
Well, that's how it came about. So I think it's fitting. And I don't think there are any. I mean, I've heard titles, and this is far from silly. I'm just saying, I've heard plenty of album titles. This is the kind of title that makes you say, what's that about? Mm-hmm. Which is what you want. You want people to be like, what's that? Let me just see what this is about. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And take a listen.
Exactly.
So exactly. I think it was great to name it that, personally.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what's really weird is I had cued Talking Like You Know to be the next song that we listened to from you, and you just gave me the perfect segue. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
So
yeah, this was.
Go ahead.
This is one of my songs. Oh, that's okay. This is one of my songs that actually we threw this in the last minute.
Really?
This was the last song recorded. And again, my brother, who's like an evil genius, he was like, we need something else. Well, what we've got a whole bunch of stuff on here. What more do we need? We need something else. Let's put a Go-Go song on. Okay. So, you know, we're both from D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and we both grew up with Go-Go.
Right.
And so we got some musicians together and put them in a room, and that's on my blog, actually, when Allison is Diva Blue at blogs.blogspot.net, there's a little video of, you know, the percussionist kind of jamming and putting down the Go-Go beat,
mm-hmm.
and said, well, put something over top of that. I said, okay. And this is what came out.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
We need to talk about this. Because my brother and I, this whole record also came out of my brother's and my political conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking on, after watching the Saturday Sunday news shows, this is basically like our record of talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone.
Very interesting. Okay, well, we're going to take a listen to Talking Like You Know, and we'll be right back.
Yay. Thank you.
We'll be right back. show. You don't know for show. You don't know for show. You're talking like you know, but you don't know for show. Sounds like you're stroking your own ego. You're talking like you know, but you don't know for show.
I'm ready for that to go some more. Whoa. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
I like those kind of songs. The DJ, the DC sound with a positive beat message to it. Yeah.
Well, thank like that, you. Like yeah, that. It's enjoyable. One of the things about go-go
yeah.
is that there's no way you can't dance to it.
Exactly. Because that's what I was doing.
You can't stop dancing to it.
No.
There's no way to not at least move a portion of your body.
Exactly. You have to.
And I grew up on it. And I grew up with Little Benny and the Masters and Rare Essence.
Yes.
And EU and Trouble Funk.
All of them.
And of course, the Godfather of Soul, Chuck Brown.
Of course. Can't leave him out.
And I grew up going to go-go's and going places where my mother said I'm not supposed to go.
We all did.
And dancing and having a good time.
Yes.
Oh, and the thing is that I liked about it was just being able to talk about stuff that's real over a beat like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, a lot of times you catch bees with honey. Than with vinegar.
Yes.
And so you can get somebody to really listen to what you're saying sometimes. If you put it in a place where, hey, we're having a good old time. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, they're actually saying something.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The thing I like about go-go, too, is not only are they usually saying something, you understand what they're saying. As opposed to some other types of music. You're like, what they say?
Well, you know, it is, in my opinion, go-go music is as close to, in America, as to African music, as modern music is.
I agree. And I think that's...
It really has the... It came from actually it came from
the drums.
Grover Washington Jr. Actually, it was the groove of Grover Washington Jr. Actually, out of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard that that Mr. Magic groove.
Yes.
And they just started playing all sorts of different rhythms with that.
Yeah.
And Go-Go and Chuck Brown and that whole crew was born. But it took all those African drums.
Yes.
And all the call and response.
And
Go-Go and you know what to say.
Yeah.
And everybody has a good time.
Everybody has a good time. And I think that's why you have to move, because those drums.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You have to move.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, honestly, you really do. You have to. I don't know how you don't smile.
I know, right?
Go-go music. I don't know how that happens. You smile, you move, you start bouncing up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
And speaking of being from D.C., I know you come here often, but when is the next time you're going to be in the D.C. metropolitan area performing?
Gosh, I'm going to be, I just finished performing in this area. In October.
Yeah, I thought I had saw that you were somewhere recently.
Yeah, I was.
But
I
wasn't there.
Be in Richmond.
So.
I'll be in Richmond with Gerard Anthony for Soul Conversations.
Oh, that's another. That's
December.
Another one of my favorite independent artists.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
he's a really pleasant individual.
Yes,
as well.
He is. Yes.
He's just really nice. And I'll be down there on December 7th. I'll be in Princeton doing a jazz concert.
That's New Jersey?
With the trumpeter. Yeah, in Princeton, New Jersey, with a whole bunch of jazz artists, which is one of my first loves, with a trumpeter, Anthony Branker, saxophonist Ralph Bowen, a whole group of people. I'm not sure. I'll be around, though.
Okay.
I will be around, too.
Well, where can people find out where you're going to be performing? On your website?
Yes, they can go to allisoncrockett.net, and that's with one L and two T's. They can also like me on Facebook. It's better to actually like my Facebook fan page. I always have things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to Twitter at Allison Crockett. They can go to my Reverb Nation page. Sometimes I'll have things on there. I mean, it's not hard to find out where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do.
Cool. All right. Now, we've got about 14 minutes left in the hour. And what I like to have every artist do when they first visit Conversations, the first time, is to give a word of advice or encouragement to the people coming behind you or the people who are lukewarm with what they're doing for fear or whatever the reason, just to pump them up a little bit.
Because I got you.
The beautiful thing about
one of the things.
Music. But don't do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Don't do it yet. Okay.
Don't do it yet. What I want to do, because I want that to marinate, so you come strong.
Okay.
So what I want to do is play another song.
Okay.
And this one, I'm very interested in it. It's entitled "Come Back as a Flower."
Ooh, oh goodness. This is my different side.
Uh-huh.
This is originally a Stevie Wonder song. It's from The Secret Life of Plants.
Uh-huh.
And this is an a cappella song, and Ursula Rucker is doing the poetry in the beginning. And I loved The Secret Life of Plants album for a very, very long time. And I love this song, Come Back as a Flower. And it's a song on that record that Stevie Wonder does not sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to be unique and just to allow my voice to do its own thing. And I've always been, my mother's a farmer, or was a farmer, and I grew up in gardens, and with fruit trees, and eating berries off of bushes, and walking down the street, and knowing what a wild raspberry, or a wild blackberry, or a wild grape was, and eating on my way home, and I've become a gardener, and I just love the whole feeling of gardening, because it engages the scientific part of me, the artistic part of me, and the physical part of me. And I didn't really understand, and because I didn't like it for many years, but mm-hmm. how the earth underneath your fingers and in your fingernails feels like. And our connection to the planet is something that, you know, we tend to think of as this, you know, hippy-dippy, woo-woo kind of thing. But we have a connection to the earth underneath us. And our food comes from the dirt. And our water comes from through the rocks. And flowers and trees give us the oxygen that mm-hmm. we breathe. And I would love, especially me being a city girl, who's kind of a country girl at the same time, I love the feeling of humanity getting back to what makes us, a part of what makes us human, which is our connection to the planet, mm-hmm. and our connection to the earth, and our connection to the plant. So this is my rendition of this Stevie Wonder tune.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a listen, and we'll be back to finish up with Miss Crockett.
Reincarnate, pollinate, regenerate, elevate, and reach to meet the sun. Open up and welcome the rain. Perpetuate beauty, however brief. Perpetuate beauty. Embrace, embody the magic of growth. It is love. It is divine. It is love. It is.
The strangest thing came to me on this morning. As I awake to greet the coming dawn, the sun was hardly peeking through the garden. I felt that with everything I was one. But how I wish that I could come back as a flower, as a flower, as a flower. How I wished that I could come back as a flower, as a flower, to spread the sweetness of love, to spread the sweetness of love. Oh, 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 oh. Finished making love to many. Finished making love to many. Oh, the rainbow smelling sweet was in the air. I envy the silence I saw growing. They were so unmoved by things outside of themselves. But how I wish that I could come back, could come back as a flower, as a flower, as a flower. And how I wish that I could come back as a flower, as a flower, to spread the sweetness of love. And how I wish that I could come back as a flower, as a flower, as a flower. And how I wish that I could come back as a flower, as a flower, to spread the sweet, sweet, sweetness of love. Sweet, 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 sweetness of love. And how I wish that I could come back. Hush, 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 as a flower, ba 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 ba, as a flower, ba ba ba.
Oh, how I wish
that I could come back. I wish that I could come back as a flower. I could come back. Oh, flower, come back. Oh, how I wish that I could come back. Flower. The strangest thing came to me on this morning.
I love it.
Thank you.
See, I like that kind of stuff, you know, to show
great
that your voice is definitely an instrument in and of itself. I
yes
love it.
Most definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. So tell me, you know, I know you can probably get your CD from all of the download sites, you know, CD Baby
you
and
sure
iTunes
can
and Amazon and all of those.
You can get it at CD Baby. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at iTunes. You can get it at DestinyGroove.com. Mm-hmm. You can get it if you're in the D.C. area. You can get it at Kent Mill Records.
Cool.
If you see me at the gig, you get it from me.
I know that's right,
my
sister.
You can get it any place. You can get it any place and every place.
I know.
And actually,
right,
I have to send some more over to Dusty Groove up there. I found out that we have sold out of our
all
first
right
season
now. Cool.
So we're very pleased with that.
That's good stuff. You know what, Miss Allison? This hour has flown by. I can't believe how quick. It feels like 15 minutes, okay? It's been 60.
Thank
almost
you. Well, I love to talk. So.
Well, and you're the kind of guest I love. So please, you're going to have to come back for part two. You just have to.
Thank you.
All right, darling. You have something to say to the people?
Sure. To people who are interested in going into music or in any kind of form which you want to go into, I know a lot of people ask me, well, what are the specific things that you need to do? There are no specifics. Mm-hmm. There's no one way of getting to where you want to go. The most important thing is to have persistence and to keep trying to get to where you want to go and keep reevaluating what you want. And to make sure that you pat yourself on the back as you go. Mm-hmm. Not in a boastful way, but getting to where you want to go at any time requires a certain amount of rejection and failure. Mm. And you don't learn without rejection and failure. But you have to know that you've actually accomplished something. And sometimes we're not aware that we've actually accomplished certain things. And so sometimes you have to remind yourself. So you have to be persistent. You have to be your own best cheerleader in a healthy way. And you just have to hold on to your dream, whatever that dream is, and be willing for that dream to maybe not show up the way you expect it to show up. And you'll be astonished what will come your way. I guess that's it.
Okay. Well, that was deep stuff. I like the way you say, be your own cheerleader in a healthy way.
We all know those people who say stuff that like, yeah, I'm the shiznit. And I am. That is not always the healthiest thing to do.
No, it isn't. Or the safest, because for me, I have to give honor and glory to our Father who allows us to make our goals and fulfill our dreams. Okay, so you don't
that
do it by yourself.
If you don't understand where things come from and where they're going to go, then it's very difficult to know how to get there. Mm-hmm. So I am just very, I believe in knowing your strengths.
Yes.
But you have to know your strengths in a realistic way. Mm-hmm. But you do have to be your own cheerleader because there are times when nobody's going to do it for you.
Yes, yeah,
and if you don't
agree.
Love yourself and don't realize what you can do yourself, mm-hmm. then, it's very difficult because you can hear from other people you're great. And, until you feel it, mm-hmm. until I felt that I had something to say, it didn't matter that I had something to say.
Right.
Until I felt that I had something to say, it was very difficult for me to say something. No matter what, I still have difficulty saying, what I have to say really isn't that important. But no, it's actually, and it's not braggart or boastful to say that I have something that's important to say and people
need
to hear it, as long as it's done in a healthy manner. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Miss Allison. And as I said, love, come back anytime.
Let
me know when you got some time. Even if I have a guest, I'm going to make some time for you because I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. And I hope the audience has enjoyed getting to know the woman behind the music. And I hope you realize you need to add this CD to your musical collection.
Yay, buy my record first.
That is the first thing. Support the artist. Okay. All right, Miss Allison, I'm going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And once again, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence tonight.
And thank you for the blessing of having me. I really appreciate it. People like you are how independent artists are able to survive. And I so appreciate you.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is definitely my pleasure.
Thank you.
And on that note, we're going to listen to Miss Allison's track entitled Human.
Oh, I love this song. I hope you all enjoy it.
tell us if you are human.
I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress.
All right. Thanks again to Miss Allison Crockett for spending this past hour with us here on Conversations. I hope you guys enjoyed her as much as I did. And definitely don't forget, get her CD to add to your collection. It's like that. We only played a few of the tracks. She's got many more, okay?